Once again, for people who media members on the line, just hit star one if you have questions here for the coaches this morning, and for those listening on CA.TV. And with the Twitter account, tweet us at CA Football, and we'll work your question in that way. We're now welcoming the call the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Sean McDonald. Good morning, Coach Mac.
Morning, Rob. How we doing, guy?
Doing just fine. Before we talk about this big game that you have on Thursday night, would like to talk about how your team has come through camp and how you feel like preseason camp has gone for your team.
Well, we thought we got through it pretty well. It was a very unique situation for the first time without double sessions doing all that stuff. I think the other thing that was pretty good about it is that we had a fair amount of good weather. You know, we had some heat early, had some very clear days, all ran through it. And then the last couple days, I thought it turned the temperature back up when we were in camp. Got a lot accomplished, I thought. I had to find out where some people were on both sides of the ball and see how some guys recovered from some off-season surgeries. And I just thought it went pretty good.
You're used to playing a lot of big games. I know you guys have opened with some FBS games in the past, but this is a little different playing your rival game and at home to start the season in a conference game to start the season. How has that been different, and has that been a sort of a motivating factor for your guys?
Well, you know, obviously the huge thing is Maine, and obviously the huge thing is the first game. And then the last thing that's quite obvious in everything that you're doing here, it's a 1AA, it's a FCS game that right out of the gate is going to have, you know, an impact on how your season begins, how your season goes. You know, for the last whatever year, many years, we've played this game at the end of the year. And to be honest with you, mostly every one of those games had playoff ramifications in it some way, somehow, for either team or for both teams, just like last year. The great thing for us right now is that we know it's Maine. We know this team that we're playing. They know it's us. They know us pretty well. You know, the only difference is you haven't seen them for 10 or 11 games before to have a great way to evaluate what you're doing. You got to rely on what you know in the history of how good a team is. And, you know, this first game has always been an exciting one for everybody being played, but more importantly, it adds the excitement having it be Maine.
We're here with New Hampshire head coach Sean McDonald. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We got one in queue, so get that, Pasha.
And your first question is from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Radio.
Hey, Coach Mack, how you doing?
Doing well, Chris. How we doing, my man?
I'm doing great. I heard earlier that this year you guys didn't have two-a-days anymore, you know, during camp. Is that something good or bad?
Well, it's good if you're able to make sure that the walkthroughs and everything that you're going to have instead of practices are functional, that they're fitting just what you need to cover instead of having to practice, I think is really good for recovery. I think it's really good for the physical part of it, you know, and taking away, limiting any type of injuries, concussions, et cetera, down the road. So that part is good. The bad thing about it is that you're in camp for a long time. And again, you know, we came in the earliest we ever came in on August 1st, but I think our kids took to the way we did practice, the way we set up the schedule, and we'll find out how kind of shape we're in on Thursday night, but I feel okay about it, Chris.
And a lot of coaches talk about the perfect game during the season, like for a game, like they want a perfect game from the offense and defense. What does make a perfect game for you that makes this game on Thursday?
Well, the perfect game would be not to turn the ball over. And perfect game would be tackle in open spaces and stop the run and keep the ball inside in front. You know, the perfect game for me is just have one more point than Maine on Thursday night, then correct everything we need to be honest with you, Chris. So there's very little time to worry about perfect and get perfection. There's a ton of time to be working for it. That's what you got to look forward to.
Well, good luck Thursday, and I'll talk to you later in the week.
I hope so, Chris. Take care, my man.
Chris Mack, let's take a look at your team coming in the season and start on the offensive side of the ball. And it's obviously nice to be returning your quarterback in Trevor Knight. Had a solid season last year, battled some injuries, but overall seemed to get better as the year went along. How has he progressed from last year to this year?
I think it's the same type of progression. He had a very good season, off-season, spring ball. He had a great season off the field. He did some great work to get himself physically better and to get himself probably in the best shape of his life. He is running extremely well. I think the thing that has improved an awful lot with Trevor is that he's slowed down in the pocket a little bit, and when he has taken the time to escape in those type of situations, he's been very explosive doing it. That was the one thing that separated him last year from Adam Reese, and that's the one thing I think he's improved upon as the season's gone along here. So I'm excited to see the growth. Obviously, Thursday night will be a huge, huge litmus test for him and what we're doing, but I've seen some growth, and I'm excited about the way Trevor's been playing.
I would say one big hole that you have to fill offensively is replacing Dalton Crossan, who did so many things for your team.
Yeah.
At the running back spot, who has kind of emerged throughout camp?
Well, we got three or four guys, which after our last scrimmage I felt really good about, you know, and it starts with Evan Gray and Donald Goodrich. Both those guys have played football for us. Donnie probably more than anybody. He's a very versatile back. The trust is there with him and knowing, understanding what we're trying to do. He'll, you know, he can catch, he can protect. He's a starter on every special team. He's one of these kids that has made New Hampshire a lot of money over the years by doing the little things well all the time. Evan has improved from the middle of last year through spring and through right now as a pretty explosive physical back that we feel pretty comfortable about. The third guy that's come into the mix is a kid named Deontay Chapman. And Deontay was a linebacker for the first six or seven practices last spring. We moved him over to running back. He was a running back in high school. And he's a very, very, very good size kid. He's about 215, 220 pounds. He's got great speed, good vision. He's a downhill pad run forward type of run back, and we like him. And the last guy who's played very, very well towards the end of camp here is Jerick Fredrickson, another kid from Salem that is a fourth, fifth-year kid for us that's going to have an opportunity to play some special teams, but we feel very comfortable putting him in the game, too, at running back as well.
Got a media question for you in queue, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
And your first question is from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Bangor Maine Daily News.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
Doing great, Larry. What's going on?
Good, good, thanks. I just want to look at Thursday's game. What are going to be things, what concerns you about Maine, number one, especially with the redshirt quarterback? And then just a thought on Josh Mack, the kid that was a true freshman running back last year. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yep, no problem. The thing that I'll know about Maine, and I've known about Maine for years, is defensively they got seven guys back who can run, and they can run to the ball, and they get there in a hurry, and they're a swarming, aggressive defense. I think their secondary, as everybody has said, is the strongest point. I think they're going to lead from the downhill. I love Najee Good, one of the best defensive backs, if not the best defensive back in the conference at corner. Sterling Sheffield has been playing very, very well in the last, you know, first team all conference pick. I love the way he plays, and I know the young kids we recruited, some of these guys are good players. On the offensive side of the ball, I think they're going to go as far as that offensive line takes them, you know, and with Demby and Reddington and Brooks back. And then with Josh Mack back there, you know, that kid really had a great freshman year. I thought he was one of the best freshman football players in this conference last year. And I love the way his physicality was as a running back. Again, another kid we looked at in the recruiting process, he is a kid who can play. As for the starting quarterback, for Ferguson, you know, I've been fortunate that we've started a couple redshirt freshmen that have been ready. You know, whether it was Kevin Decker or it was Sean Goldrich or Ricky Santos, those kids, when the lights went on, performed. I'm sure, knowing with Joe and knowing with Liam that was up there with this team, that they made a great decision in Chris Ferguson, and he'll be ready to go on Thursday. So I'm not expecting anything less from Maine but a strong physical fly-around team that has shown up every year when we've played them.
Thank you. Good luck.
All right. Appreciate that.
Coach Mack, before I let you go, let's switch to the other side and seven starters back on defense. Talk about that unit and who's impressed you throughout the early camp.
Well, I think it starts from the inside out on defense, and the two defensive tackles, Ryan Sosnick and Ricky Holt, are going to be the cornerstone of the defense up front. Those are two guys that are big, strong, physical defensive tackles that have to control that interior part of the line of scrimmage. The other two guys up front that we're going to lean heavily on early in the season are Josh Kania and Jaywan Horton. Both those guys played a lot last year. Neither of them started every game. Both those guys were in the mix. Our linebackers are new, Jared Keel and Quinlan Dean. Feel really good about them. But I think the strength of our team is in the secondary, you know, with Pop Lacey, with Prince Smith. I feel good about Ricky Ellison, DeAndre Drummond, and Evan Horn. And then one of our other corners, either Perkins, Carr, Marquise Carr, or Alonzo O'Day will have a lot of playing time on Thursday night as well. I'm excited to see how they're going to do against live competition against when the bullets are flying. It'll be exciting to see on Thursday night.
All right, Coach. Thanks very much for your time this morning. Look forward to it talking all season long.
Thank you very much, Rob. Have a great day, man.
All right, you too.